Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. We continue our longstanding tradition of talking monthly with lame duck judge executive Jim Nickel of Rowan County. Have you learned to quack yet, Jim?
There's only three more meetings, Chuck, that you get to abuse me. Three more.
And you're counting down. Have you gotten it down to the hours and seconds
yet? Well, no, I did that in the military, but I haven't done that yet.
Well, at the same time, when you look ahead, I know that you've got plans for your time. You're probably pretty excited about getting to do some things perhaps you didn't have time to do before.
True. You know, as you go through life, you go through phases and raise family and work, sometimes two jobs, and until you get to that point and you can just kind of sit back and say, well, it's time to take some time for me. So that's what I'm going to do, and we're planning on maybe doing a little traveling and enjoying life while we still feel pretty good.
I just was going to ask you a little bit about that. I know that you've been involved in public service for the better part of your life when you talk about being in the military, being in law enforcement, being in county government. At the same time, I have to believe there's going to be something deep down inside you that's going to say, you know, I kind of miss some things here.
I'm going to miss the people I've worked with, had the opportunity, folks I've met, and I went to work back in 78 and went in the sheriff's office. I was actually the last sheriff that could not succeed themselves. That was the old law that the sheriff couldn't run more than one term back-to-back. So after that, it was changed. So that I ran for county judge and served county judge. Then I went to work for the attorney general's office almost 20 years and came back and 2 years back as judge, and I've really enjoyed it. I think we've got a few things accomplished, even through some tough times back a few years ago. So I'm very, very satisfied with my tenure, and I hope the people of this county are.
Let's talk a little bit about this week's meeting, maybe some other goings-on around the county. You and I talked here recently. You had a chance last week to audition some architects and some other financial planners, I guess, too, as well for the Rowan County Regional Jail Project.
We did. I believe it was last Tuesday. We interviewed seven architects and two financial planners. Architects were arranged several in state. There were one from Florida, actually, that had submitted some information. They all did very good presentations, and we took those under advisement. And actually, yesterday, narrowed that those seven down to three to a short list, and they are three in-state firms here, and we'll continue to work with those folks. Also, yesterday we looked at a company that gave a little different alternative that we might look at rather than going through the normal phase, an architect, and then you bid it and you get your builders and those type things. So W.D. Wilburn, I think, done some work here at the university back here in some of the dorms just recently, presented a proposal to do a design-build building. That's where you work with the architect and the builder work side-by-side as starting off together instead of going through design then through building. So it can save some money. It speeds the process up a little bit. And also, if he brought in a financial planner that if the county didn't want to go through the bond process, they'll do that for you now. I don't think we'll go that route because the interest rates are a little bit higher if you do that. So if we go through the normal bonding process, probably save a point and a half to 2 points. So we'll probably go that route. But it was very interesting. We said last week we interviewed two bond councils, and then the architects. It was an all-day affair. We started at 9 o'clock in the morning, ended about 4:30 that afternoon.
Sounds like you have a lot of options when all things are considered between the architects and the financial planners.
We do. Financial planning is the planners are basically the same. It's just who you're comfortable dealing with. When those bonds go to sale, you have bond counsel and all of your other folks that do that, and then the people that actually sell the bond, and you only have two really that do business, that counties do business with in the past few years, and that's Ross Sinclair and Civic. And basically they're both the same. It's just who you're comfortable dealing with. And we've dealt with both over the years, both companies. So architects are different. You know, each has their own idea of what how to go and how to build something, how to design something. So you try to get an idea of which firm could do the best job for the county, and that's what we're looking at. So we listen to them. We narrow those down to CMW, which is out of Lexington, DLZ, which is out of Frankfurt. Their offices in Frankfurt there, and JKS. Kind of abbreviated firms, I guess. But he's JKS is out of Owensboro. JKS is recently was awarded the contract to build the new Odom County Detention Center. So they all have experience, and that's what we were looking for, experience in design and building of detention centers. And we have three good firms, I think, to pick from. We'll be working with them the next few weeks to answer further questions and to actually look into maybe design built. And all these firms can do that. It's just a way, whether we want to go that way or just the traditional way.
When do you want to finalize everything?
I would like to, we're mid-September. I'd like to maybe mid-October by the 1st of November. You're looking at 90 days design time, then you go through the bid phase and then the construction phase. So the company we talked with yesterday indicate 24 months, so we're right on that threshold now. And that's not to say that we can extend where we're at for a few months, but I'd like to get everything done there by 1st of November anyway.
At that point, I guess you can start to look at finalizing a site, and I guess you still have a handful of properties that you're looking at.
We do, and that was one of the questions we asked the architect firms when we interviewed their vision. How much land do we need? Of course, that depends on the design, but we're talking about a single floor. We're not interested in multi-floor facility. Most said 5 acres was minimum. Ideal was 7 to 10 acres. So though those things will narrow our search down. All firms said they would be actively involved with the county in trying to find a site. We have, Chuck, there were 18 sites last year that when we advertised, and we may run another little ad to see if there's any more properties since that time, but we have some property to look at, and we'll continue to look, and hopefully here pretty soon we'll come up with a site.
When you get the architect nailed down, how long do you think it might be before you finalize the site?
It'd be wonderful if we could do that by the first of the year before I leave, but it may run over. I think once we get the professional services on board and where they can actually go in and look at the engineering part of it, see if do some core drilling, make sure the site's good. There's not any surprises underneath the earth wherever we pick, and it'll be the best site for the county.
One thing that occurred at the meeting on Tuesday also is that I saw on the agenda there was something in regards to the new detention center and professional services.
Professional services, architect.
Okay,
that's your architect, your engineering, your financial management. Those are what we call the professional services. And actually, if county governments or city governments or even state governments, for that matter, if they have a relationship and have done business with architect firms and those type folks, they can actually go out and just contract with them if they're comfortable with them. You don't have to advertise. But, I like to, and I think the court likes to look and see what's out there, see how many firms and what they've done in the past and get some ideas. And there are some excellent firms here in this state that have the experience and knowledge to do a project this size.
Also yesterday, you held the second reading on some tax rates.
We did. We set our tax rates. This is the time of the year, as you know, and city and health departments and everybody sets their tax rates. So we had actually set the rate last month. You have to have two readings. It was advertised in the paper, and we had the second reading yesterday. We set our tax rates on watercraft and motor vehicles at 8%, which has been that way for 15-20 years, and we took the compensating rate, no increase of taxes to the county on real property. So I think we're managing the funds quite well, and to put more of a tax burden on the property owners, we're trying to stay away from that.
I guess it makes you kind of unusual in the sense that I know the school board recently decided to increase taxes, and the city just did the same thing. They held the first reading where they approved a tax increase on property. So you've kind of gone the other route, and the compensating rate, will explain to people again, that just basically brings in the same amount of revenue that you got last year.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's I'm not condemning anyone or saying it's bad. You have to raise taxes, but every entity, every government organization, whether it be the health department or library or school or the city, you know, each have needs. And if the school system needs to build a new elementary school, they're going to need more money to do that with. If the health department wants to provide more services, they're going to need more money to do that with. So I'm not condemning anybody, any organization that needs more revenue, because we all need more revenue. And, I foresee the county in some point in time in the near future looking for more revenue. If we continue to look at Sunnybrook to help with that, we have the new detention center coming on board. Hopefully the holding of inmates from surrounding counties will pay that debt, where it won't cost the county much. So as government grows, you have to have those financial resources to grow programs with it. And sometimes you can do that, and we have been very frugal with trying to we're four or five people less in our road department than we were 8 years ago. We're one person less in my office than we were 8 years ago. So as people left, we didn't fill those positions. We've cut back. Done all we could do to keep the funds we have and use those in a very good way.
And when we talk about what the tax revenue is, do you have an amount? What does what are the taxes bringing roughly for?
Well, I can tell you the payroll and the property tax. I don't have my budget here in front of me, but it's in the neighborhood of 3.4 million, somewhere in there, I think, Chuck. Property tax, if you look at the property tax, the amount on your tax bill that actually goes to the county is way down the list. That the school board, of course, gets the biggest chunk of that. Then you have state government, you have health department, you have the library, then you have the county. So if you look on your tax bill, what portion of that goes to the county, it's very small. We do not get a lot of revenue from real property.
What's the percentage, roughly?
It's 6.8, 6.9, mm-hmm. which is the compensating rate for this year. So it's not a lot coming back to the county. And, the school board, of course, they have to educate our children, and I understand they get the biggest chunk of it. But we spread it as far as we can.
And their budget right now is under a great deal of stress repeated state and federal budget cuts.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, again, our guest today on Front Page is Rowan County Judge Executive Jim Nickel. We'll go ahead and pause on the show. We'll come back with more in just a moment.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Morales. Again, our guest is Rowan County Judge Executive Jim Nickel. And Jim, as we continue to discuss some things here, I know that we time to time talk about plans for building a new recreation park in the city. I know the, or rather in the area, and I know the city right now is looking to do something in terms of a water park because of the fact that the pool had to be shut down because of the fact it just had grown old and there was some, I guess what you'd call environmental damage to the pool because of the nearby creek. So, I mean, the park project has sort of moved up toward the front burner for all the government entities around here.
You know, of course, that pool's been there for a long time, and the park has too, and played softball over there in my younger years. I think that the Sunnybrook property is ideal. There are folks that says, well, that you're going to take it out of the city. Well, I don't look at it that way. We're all around counties, no matter whether you're in the city or whether you're live out in the county. Kids won't be able to walk. Well, they don't walk now. The only ones that walk are the folks that live in the apartment complex over there. Sunnybrook just offers so much potential, so much more growth. And one of the things, and one of the city council and I were talking last week, it just, the amount of, if you've ever went to places like Owensboro or Bowling Green that have these beautiful parks and have multiple ball fields and they put on tournaments, the amount of revenue through tourism that's brought into those communities is just phenomenal and gives them so much more to work with. And I think that's the long-range vision of what Sunnybrook could be. I know we have talked with the state transportation folks. We had a meeting of prioritizing projects for our county and the widening of U.S. 60. And I know Representative Adkins is Rocky Adkins is very interested in getting some of this done, widening U.S. 60 up to Sunnybrook. I know the Utility Plan Board is looking at the possibility of running sewer up to that property. Yesterday, to try to re-energize the committee, we appointed one of the magistrates, Ray White, to serve on that till first of the year to meet with them and do what we can do. As we talked earlier, you know, CDBG grants and state and federal programs kind of dried up. I hope those come back maybe a little way to maybe get some funding. But I think it's going to take a designated pool of money that you can depend on every year to grow that program to make this happen. I hope I see it my lifetime. I hope that drive up through there and see it someday. But I think it's a good thing, and I hope that you know, some folks pick up the torch and continue carrying it. I know the last 3 or 4 years, you know, we went through some bad federal and state times where you don't have a lot of money to go after. But again, I hope those times change.
Is it frustrating because this has been a discussion now for several years, and I think everyone agrees, hey, this is a great idea, but the fact is, and it sounds like a broken record in some ways, that finding the funding for it has been the biggest challenge.
Well, finding the funding and getting everybody on the same page. If you don't have all of your organizations on the same page, going down the same path, agreeing on the same plan, it's not going to happen. If you get one of the partners saying, I'm not interested in it really, then the bubble's not going to roll down the path. It's just not going to happen. So I think it's important that you have all four partners going down the same path, going after the same pool of money, and it will happen then. And I think we're getting closer to that point.
Well, I'll ask you this question then. Do you feel right now that you have a partner who may not be on the same page? And maybe would you like to say who that might be?
No, I you know, everybody voices their opinion. I'll let them do that. But I think we're getting closer to, because of the things that's happened over at City Park, I think we're getting closer to more of a movement towards this project, and I look forward to it.
Do you feel like there's public pressure now that's starting to build that is helping to push this issue?
I think so. You know, the university has stepped up and made the property available, and I know it's frustrating to Dr. Andrews because the community partners, county, city, school, community partners, they need we need to pick up and do a little more and not depend on here the university's going to do this. Well, the university can't do it because the majority of they're going to give us the property, and the majority of it is going to be used by the city and county and the school system. So we have to, as community leaders, whether it be city, county, or school, we have to pick up and get the torch and run with it. And I have fell in that path too. Maybe I've not done what I need to do, but I think it's important. I think it's an important project, one of the most important projects this county will face in the next few years, and not only the youth, but the overall growth of our county and tourism and bringing people in and letting them see Morehead.
When you talk about that and getting back to the funding, we've discussed this from time to time. I mean, I guess what you're talking about is if you can't get federal and state support because they're saying they don't have the money, then you're looking at possibly a special tax or a small tax increase on some other tax or possibly a fee system, I guess.
Or a combination. You know, you may have to have a designated tax or this new, they call it the 1% tax that they're talking about that city and county governments could put on a project, and then once it's paid for, it goes away. If that goes through and everything happens, there's different ways you can look at it, and different ways you can raise funds, and that could be through an appropriation from budgets every year. And plus a fee system. So there's lots of different ways you can look at it. But as I said, I don't think it's going to happen in the next 90 days. But I hope that somebody really picks the torch up and runs with it. And I think that's going to happen.
Well, as we sit here in mid-September, you and I, for the first time in several months, are wearing long sleeves.
That's exactly right.
Which means that winter is not that far around the corner. Yes, I know that people are now booing me somewhere, but at the same time, I know that your county road department is making preparations likely already for that thing to come around the corner with snow and ice and all the other stuff that goes with winter.
True. We actually talked about on the agenda, you see road equipment. We are currently checking into buying one, maybe two ton trucks with salt boxes on the back and new blades on the front. We have two trucks that's getting pretty aged and not necessarily reliable, so we're doing that. We also have, as we speak this week, 600 tons of salt coming into our dome, and so we'll be prepared. I hope that it doesn't come till after January 1st. But after January 1st, it can snow.
Because you'll be laying on a beach somewhere with suntan oil.
Well, I don't know about that, but my phone won't be ringing.
So at least if the weather's bad, you can stay in and just watch television
that's
or something
right.
like that. Well, Jim, as always, thanks so much for joining us on Front Page.
Well, thank you, Chuck. It's always a pleasure.
Round County Judge Executive Jim Nicol, our guest today on Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. See you next time.